"Try it on, fair maiden," he said. "Every lady may try on the slipper." So Cinderella sat down and put the slipper on her foot. How surprised her sisters were when they saw that it just fitted. Their surprise was still greater when Cinderella brought out the other slipper and put it on also. That very moment, the fairy godmother appeared and touched Cinderella with her magic wand. At once, the young girl was even more beautifully dressed than when she had gone to the ball. Now, her sisters knew that Cinderella was the unknown princess whom they had seen at the palace. Throwing themselves at her feet, they begged her pardon for all the unkind things they had done. Cinderella lifted them up and put her arms around them. With all her heart, she forgave them and begged them to love her always. Then, the messenger led her to the young prince, who thought her more lovely than ever. A few days later, the king's son and the beautiful maiden were married. Cinderella, who was as good as she was beautiful, gave her two sisters a home in the palace, where they lived very happily.